Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
The University Libraries Undergraduate Research Award is given in recognition of an outstanding University of North Carolina at Greensboro undergraduate research project by an individual or a group that best demonstrates the ability to locate, select, and synthesize information from library resources and uses those resources in the creation of an original research project in any media. The winning entry receives a $500 cash prize funded by the University Libraries, and for the coming year, that will be awarded on April 8th, 2011 at the Undergraduate Honors Convocation. Students interested in submitting their work will need to be enrolled as full-time undergraduates during spring 2011 at UNCG in any discipline and must have completed a research project for a credit course or supervised independent study at UNCG during the spring, summer, or fall semesters in 2010. What does it take to win the University Libraries Undergraduate Research Award? To answer that, we turn now to Mary Robinson, the first recipient of the award. Mary is a theater and media studies major who will graduate this December. Also with us is Professor Chris Woodworth, who nominated Mary's paper, and I'm going to start with a question for Professor Woodworth. Tell us a little bit about the class or classes Mary has taken with you and how you decided to nominate her for this award.
Sure. Well, this particular paper came out of Theater 501, which is Theater History 2. All theater students, regardless of their degree track within the department, are required to take three theater history courses. So many students will take History 1, 2, and 3, which are surveys. Sometimes students elect to take a different course in lieu of Theater History 3, and so Mary has actually elected to take an additional course. So she's actually been in all three of my theater history classes as well as my feminist theater course. So the paper that came out of the Theater History 2 course, which she was in last year, was obviously an extraordinary work by an undergraduate student. She has a wonderful ability to pull together an array of sources and carve out a very dynamic and compelling exploration of whatever her research topic might be. Her papers consistently emerge as some of the top papers in whatever class. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with her curiosity in regards to the subject matter.
Great. Well, Mary, do you want to tell us something about the paper that you wrote?
Sure. For this particular paper, I had done, Theater History 1, and we were supposed to select a topic from, 1700s until about the late 19 or to the 1900s or so. And so I wanted to explore Sarah Bernhardt in some way because when I was younger, my mom used to call me Sarah Bernhardt all the time. And so I wanted to have some information behind the name. And so I wanted to, as I was looking at possible topics, I decided I wanted to somehow explore who she was and how she became the name we know today, because we still do talk about her. And so I wanted to talk about how she crafted herself and her legend.
That's great. And how did the libraries come into play for this particular project?
Well, at the beginning of each class with Dr. Woodworth, she always introduces the idea of a research paper. And so we have like little benchmarks that we have to meet. And so one of them is we have to meet with Mark Schumacher, and he's supposed to give us a lecture. And so,
Started there. What do you ask Mark to talk about? And Mark is one of the reference librarians mm-hmm. and the liaison to the theater department. What types of things do you ask him to cover when he comes into your class?
Well, Mark is wonderful, and he covers a wide array of topics with his unique flair for performance that comes through clearly in his presentations. I think he seems to especially enjoy speaking to theater students who, of course, enjoy a bit of bit of panache in their in presentations, and he certainly offers that. Yeah. So Mark and I met at the very end of the spring 2009 semester, because we knew he was going to be taking over Nancy Fogarty's responsibilities in regards to theater. And so we talked about a wide variety of things that we hope to accomplish in that library session. And it's amazing how much we are able to sort of pack into that 50 minutes. First and foremost is, of course, familiarizing the students with the library catalog and how to find an actual book on the shelf, which is for some of the students the first time they've ever actually done that, gone up into the stacks. And, mm-hmm. and we talk a lot about kind of the happy accidents of research when you actually are up in the stacks and you broaden your mm-hmm. search to what's next to that one particular item that you're looking for on the shelf. And we talk about research databases, electronic journals. We have a great focus on interlibrary loan. I find a lot of times there are certain topics that a number of students tend to gravitate towards. And so there are only so many sources in our library. And so interlibrary loan becomes really critical so that they don't start that vicious war of recalling books from each other, but instead seek out alternative sources. And so Mark picks a topic from something within the time period that a particular class covers and kind of goes through a mock search in the catalog, in the databases, etc., to demonstrate to the students how they would find materials on that subject.
Okay. Well, I know, Mary, when I spoke to you earlier, too, you mentioned that seeing some images of Bernhardt were very important to you. And one thing I didn't know until I read your paper is that Bernhardt didn't speak any English, and she performed for American and English stages mm-hmm. in French, which was just really hard for me to believe that somebody could show so much expression in a different language and actually be well received in countries where people didn't necessarily understand her language. Were you able to find photos of her in the libraries?
Yeah, I was able to use the Hansen collection, and they have several, I think about 10 or 11 images I used for inspiration when I was discussing Bernhardt's costuming in relation to her legend. And so I found it very helpful to have the images in front of me so I could look at all the nitty-gritty details of what was going into her costumes.
Any favorite performance of hers that you read about or learned about?
I'm kind of intrigued by Salome. It's like Oscar Wilde's play. I think that was Cleopatra. I feel like her outfit, the costume, one of the images that's in the Hansen collection, I find it just stunning.
We'll have to get a picture of that. What other responses have you gotten to this paper?
So far, they've all been very positive. I was fortunate to present it several times. I presented it for the Lloyd Honors Symposium here, and it was well received. And then I'd also gotten the Southeastern Theater Conference Young Scholar Award. And so I had the opportunity of presenting my research in Lexington, Kentucky.
I should note, too, that that's quite a prestigious accomplishment for an undergraduate student. There's only one undergraduate Young Scholars Award given annually, and Mary was the sole recipient in the U.S.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks. And, you know, I was very fortunate. The people at SETC were very welcoming and very supportive of my work, and then I was able to present my paper, Poetry in Motion, at the Comparative Drama Conference in Los Angeles, California, and that was quite an experience. And you know, these are like, you know, scholars, and they were extremely, extremely supportive. You know, they asked lots of very intriguing questions, and I felt very inspired by being there.
Oh, that's great. So the paper has kind of taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for students who might be thinking about submitting their work for the award?
Proofread. Proofread first and foremost, but, you know, I've had several classes with Dr. Woodworth to sort of perfect my technique for research. I know that I like to use the search engine and find my sources before I go into the library. And then, you know, I like to pull those books, and then I just tear the books apart. Not literally. Respect the books. But, you know, it's pick a topic that really interests you and, you know, just be able to explain your process thoroughly and clearly.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Sweet.
Thanks.